Welcome back. That was Bachman Turner Overdrive and Taking Care of Business. I'm pleased to welcome our first guest, Terry Hickey, to Consider This Live. Thanks for being here, Terry.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to be here, Art.
Well, let's not waste any time and let's jump right in.
Okay.
The old Port Hope Hospital on Ward Street has exploded into a major issue in the community and no doubt is a central one on the campaign. There have been those who want to preserve local history while there's others who want a new seniors facility. And from the public meetings and the chatter on social media, there doesn't seem to be much middle ground. Without getting too bogged down into the history lesson, where do you stand on all of this?
Well, first of all, there really is no middle ground with this. In my opinion, there's only one route to go, and that is to facilitate the building of the new proposed long-term care. The building has been, the old hospital has been derelict now for 12 years. There's no indication that anything else could ever happen with it. And I'm very much in favor of not designating that building, going ahead with the project, and building a better environment for the people who live and work there.
Okay, but when this issue first came before council as a historic designation, mm-hmm. before the debate started, how did you vote when they asked for the designation?
Okay, and thank you for doing that, because I want to explain that. Because one of the things that happened is when we had the actual vote for the, and by the way, it's intent to designate, mm-hmm. it was all seven of us in favor of that. But Councillor Les Andrews, myself, were not in favor of the designation. But what both of us were saying was that we didn't have enough affirmation from Southbridge that should that building be taken down, that project would absolutely continue. And very shortly thereafter, we got that affirmation. So basically what we were doing was hitting a pause button. Now, with respect to the other council members, that was whatever it was for them. Certainly for the two of us, it was just making sure that we had our ducks in order.
But why do you feel that there's no middle ground? I mean, isn't preserving history important in the context of Port Hope? Because you play a lot to the historic aspects of the town. Why is this not an important component to try and preserve somehow, some way?
Well, because the problem we've got is it's not preservable. I mean, over a year ago, the company came in to our development team meeting and were very clear that in order to build what they needed to build on that site, the old hospital could not stay in place. It would have to be removed. So we had a lot of notice with respect to what their intention was. I know that I looked into it myself personally by contacting the Lynn. Mm-hmm. I talked to some people there that were in charge of dozens of these projects. And their understanding was that the specifications were so tight that building simply would not facilitate use into the long-term care. The other thing, too, is they were going to have to expand the envelope or the footprint of their buildings, which was going to move closer to Ward Street. So that building was essentially not only not usable, but it was in the way of further expansion.
How then do you talk to the people who, the Architectural Conservancy of Ontario and others, who try to recognize these types of buildings? And there's lots of examples where older buildings are a bit decrepit, and yet somehow, miraculously, there's a way to combine all the elements to yet still preserve it and still meet the needs of a modern hospital.
Right, and I totally agree with that. If you were looking only at that physical building, mm-hmm. if, in fact, they weren't considering a complete new structure mm-hmm. from where Hope Terrace is now right to Ward Street, that would be different. If they were taking a look at that building, could they gut it, retrofit it, and do all that stuff? Perhaps. But that wasn't the case. And so what we're seeing here is people that say, well, we need a win-win situation. We do not. We need a win situation. And that win situation is one for the community, period.
Now, in recent reports, the Southbridge has said that they're almost past a point of being able to walk this back. And it sounds in some cases where maybe this, like it's too far gone, that the project is done. Where are you on that?
It may well be. I mean, when they were in council 2 weeks ago, or not quite 2 weeks ago, rather, they indicated, because they were asked directly about the clock, mm-hmm. and, you know, the president indicated that they may well be out of time, and I have to assume that he's correct on that, which means that this project in Port Hope, in that venue, could be set back to 2.5 years, which is unfortunate.
How does it reflect, though, on council if that does happen? How do you think it reflects on council?
I think it reflects on council very badly. And I'm very upset that this council chose to have the decision it did.
But it's been a fair process. I mean, the rules have been followed. Everybody's moved along. There's been motions. You've made several, in fact, motions to reconsider. Those have been defeated. Mm-hmm. That's the democratic process. Why be so critical?
Why not? I mean, take a look at what we've got to lose here. I mean, you know, we've got an opportunity with this particular place to take two groups of homes, put them all together. So we got 160 residents in one updated modern facility, which would also open 40 assisted living spots in Regency Manor. We keep employment stable for a number of years. And honestly, and as a lot of people have been saying to me on the campaign, we would have the ability to actually remove one of the derelict buildings in this community. I mean, I understand history and heritage is important, but at what cost?
I don't know. At what cost?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we'd be potentially throwing away different kinds of charges, fees, increased taxes. I mean, why would we want to lose revenue? Why would we want to lose jobs? And why would we want to potentially lose the entire property and wind up with three empty buildings instead of one?
So where do you think this lies? At whose feet does this lie?
This lies at council's feet. Frankly, I mean, that's going to be the ultimate decision. Now, this isn't a done deal yet because we have to wait for the CRB review.
Mm-hmm.
And when that comes in, either this council or another council has to make the decision whether they're going to designate or not designate.
And how does that play out moving forward then? I mean, depending on which council does, how would it roll out past that point? I'm just trying to get the process in my own mind.
Well, I mean, the thing is, if either council, current or new, decides to designate the building, then it's virtually going to be impossible for Southbridge to do anything. And they're going to have to look for another property either in or outside of Port Hope.
Do you think council rushed this decision?
Absolutely, I do.
Because that seems to be a pattern. When you look back over the last 4 years, there seems to be quite a few decisions that sort of get made and very much council gets out there in front of it. And then all of a sudden, and I'm thinking in particular, I can remember one instance of the vegetation trimming policy mm-hmm. for the rural. There was a full report. There was a motion ready to go forward. Everything was going. And then you showed up to the meeting and the place was packed. There was all yeah. people opposed. And then all of a sudden have to back off. And that's not the first time that that's happened. So. Yeah. What's going wrong there? What happens?
Well, I there's a couple things. I mean, as I said in the last council meeting, you know, we took literally a week to decide the intent to designate. It took us over 2 years to figure out how to cut the grass in the rural ward. That does explain that to me, how we could do that. I mean, I think there's a very tight group of people who advocated for the heritage designation. And I think that stuck with a number of members of council, and that's a place from which they weren't going to move.
But this notion of rushing, I want to get back to that, because you've been on council for 4 years.
That's right.
Why haven't there been changes to slow the process down, to get the consultation? Because that's something you put on your literature, mm-hmm. is you want to change the system of consultation.
Right.
So why hasn't that happened now? And over the 4 years rather than, you know,
yeah, but
now in a campaign.
I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, Robert. And that is, I think by and large, this council has been very good at decision making and not rushing through things, because we've actually come to a number of times, particularly with, as you mentioned, the vegetation situation, mm-hmm. where it got referred back to staff or it got deferred. I mean, we've dealt with it for 2.5 years, so it wasn't rushed.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the stuff that we've actually had before us, if we didn't feel comfortable with it, we referred it back to staff to come back with some more information. So by and large, we didn't rush things. But I believe that this particular intent to designate was rushed.
Okay. Let's go back then to your literature, because in your literature you say you want to engage people in a very different way.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned it as part of your platform. So what are you referring to there if it's not these kinds of situations?
Well, no, it's exactly this kind of situation. I mean, before that came to us, I mean, we should have had not just one side of the coin. We should have had both. If you recall, all we had were designations from the ACO. And basically, all the decisions were made on looking at one side of the coin. So we didn't see the other perspective. We should have seen the other perspective. And now, we did refer it back to staff for a week to try and get these groups together.
Yes.
But there was no meeting of the minds there. And I understand that. But what I've got is a situation where, you know, the taking a look at this and saying, well, there's got to be a compromise. There's got to be. You know, sometimes you just have to deal with reality, make a decision, and go forward with it. I mean, it's terrible what we're going through. We're putting people through hell on this. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't be.
Then let's go back to what you're suggesting then when you talk about openness and transparency, because this is a theme that almost every candidate brings to the table. And yet at the same time, you look at the system and you yourself just argued, hey, we've got an open system. We go back, we retrench, we right. come forward. So then what needs to change? Maybe is this not just a one-off? You kind of stumbled or?
Oh, I would absolutely agree that we kind of stumbled on this one.
Okay, so then what are you proposing going forward if you're elected mayor? What are you going to change? Or is this just, you know, that cliche that you're throwing into the literature?
No, you know what, Robert, and I got to tell you something. I'm kind of offended by the word cliche because I'll tell you something. I have studiously avoided cliches.
Okay.
If you take a look at my literature, what I put out are things that I've done.
Okay.
Not great, grandiose things that council has done as a whole, just me. I talk about things upon which I'm going to focus if I should become mayor. I talk about what a mayor should be, what a mayor should do.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not using any cliches. I studiously avoid them.
I apologize.
All right.
Then.
So what I'm trying to do here is that this particular situation with the designation, I believe, is one that we didn't handle very well in many, many ways. I mean, we've got a developer who came in who thought that they were going to come through this just fine. And so they got caught short. That they didn't come through it just fine. And so now, what are other developers going to feel like when they're coming into Port Hope? What's that mood now?
So talk to me then about how you view public consultation, because you do put it in your literature.
I do.
So let's talk about going forward. What is it that you're planning to do that's different?
Well, I think what we have to do is it all comes back to communication. So we just talked about that before we went on air. We struggle with trying to get information out to the public within Port Hope. As much as we have technology, we don't really use it to our advantage. And particularly with the rural community, with in a lot of cases very poor or no internet, getting that message out is very difficult. So we've got some homework to do there.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to, as much as possible, use technology so that – I know, for example – I get all the news updates from what's going on with the municipality. I get emails daily on what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to have virtually everybody in the community be on that. So they're aware of anything as simple as road closures to public meetings to everything so that we get as few people as possible say, well, I didn't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, and we need to be able to go out and when we get a situation like the designation,
mm-hmm.
we should have said right off the bat, we've got one side giving us their information. What's the other side would say? And we shouldn't have made any decision on anything. So it's not something where you can blame any one person or any one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, there's enough blame to go around on a bunch of fronts.
Mm-hmm.
It just wasn't our finest hour.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that there are four people that are for designation. There are three people who are against designation. So the standard of play is as far as parliamentary democracy goes,
mm-hmm.
is that they rule the day. Should a new council have a different opinion and should this fall to their command to take care of, that may be a very different decision.
Let's move on then.
Okay.
Because I think we've talked about that a lot, and thank you very much for being so clear. One of the other things that has happened recently has been a purchase, $750,000 purchase of a mall on Queen Street just south of the
Lakeland Place.
That's correct. Why is that a good decision? Because I know there's been some people sort of questioning, you know, why is council spending money buying a mall?
Well, I think a couple things. I think councils over the past have looked into this in terms of facilitating expansion
mm-hmm.
of the Town Hall area, bringing more staff back into a central area.
Mm-hmm.
So by purchasing this building, and my understanding is one of the particular reasons that we purchased this was that we were able to get a pretty good deal on it, substantially below what the asking price was.
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens is by ownership of that building, we control all of that land so that we have, for the future, mm-hmm. somewhere to go if we need to build there. We can certainly use the facilities that are there for increased parking, which we desperately need. Mm-hmm. So overall, I believe it's probably a good thing to do. And the timing was very quick, but I think it was right.
Okay, because there were concerns raised by some people that it seemed to happen behind closed doors, and that there wasn't a lot of public information, and again, you know, that communication piece that we were just talking about mm-hmm. was coming under a bit of fire. So, mm-hmm. what has been done to remediate that, so to alleviate any of those fears that were raised at the time?
As far as I know, nothing.
Okay. Let's talk about the West Beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of talk about what the future of the West Beach is going to be. Where does that fit into your vision of the waterfront?
Well, I think the West Beach is definitely something that we should be looking at and planning for. But we have to realize that it's going to be 4 to 6 years before we can do anything with it, because the PHI is going to be down there removing soil for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
We also have to get through the EA on the ring road that's down there, so which has a major concern to people.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we have an opportunity to do something down there.
Mm-hmm.
What I am concerned about, though, is that I can't see it going back to what people are looking like it was in the 50s and 60s. I don't know whether we've got that kind of need for something like that. I certainly don't know if we've got the finances to pay for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to strike a compromise there. Should it be used? Should it be restored? Absolutely agree with it. But it has to be done very carefully so that it doesn't wind up being a wonderful place to go, to which very few people do go.
One of the things in your platform that I noticed was you don't mention anything about taxes. And I'm wondering where you stand on the issue of taxation and tax increases, because always when budget time comes mm-hmm. up, there's always lots of debate on that. So mm-hmm. where do you stand property tax?
Yeah. Income tax is a whole different thing.
It's all right.
Well, you know, what we're trying to do is, I mean, right now in Port Hope, the vast bulk of taxation is in the back of the residents.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of businesses and commerce to support taxation. So we need to start deriving other revenues in here, mm-hmm. which means we need to start bringing businesses in here. And we need to have a plan to do that. We need to be far more assertive about going out and finding businesses that will move in here. We need to make sure that we've got better transportation through things like the GO station, better through VIA. So it necessitates a really full plan so that we can derive revenue, so that we can keep the tax increases, which, by the way, are probably always going to happen, to a minimum.
Have you costed out your platform at all to look at how it might impact the municipal taxes?
No, I have not. Because the thing is, we really need to get a new council into place. So there's no sense in putting out a hypothetical at this point, because it just wouldn't have any value whatsoever.
Well, Terry, thank you very much for coming in. I can't believe our time is already up. I want to thank you very much for being here, and we wish you all the best on your campaign. We're going to take a break for some commercials, and when we return, former provincial candidate Derek Sharp will be joining us on Consider This Live on Northumberland 89.7 FM, your truly local source for news.
Hi, I'm Teresa.
And I'm Heather.
We own All Creatures Great and Small,
your natural pet care specialist since 2000.
Is your dog itchy?
Like keep you up at night itchy?
Is she so smelly that you don't even want to be in the same room?
You know, that dirty feet kind of smell?
We can help. Getting rid of the itch and stink is our specialty.
For a dog you'll want to hug, come see us.
All Creatures Great and Small, your raw food experts.
7 days a week in downtown Coburg.
And don't forget, like us on Facebook.